All right. All right.
Ooh.
All right. Yeah, you guys, you can get on stage now if you want.
Oh, I don't know how the show works.
It's fine. It's totally
I
fine.
Did it my way.
All right. That's an old intro. That's not the intro I'm looking for. All right, here we go.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience.
That's you.
In a show called Stab. Stab.
Welcome to Stab! Thank you, guys. We're coming out. Let's meet our contestants, JoJo Liz!
Hello!
Daniel Humberger!
Hello!
Hello!
Jesse Jones! All right, that's enough. That's enough. Hey guys, thank you for being here. We like to start off all of our shows by meeting the contestants, but we're not going to do that. We're going to play this backwards game again that we played last time. But I'm going to make Jesse Jones say a different name.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that this segment has already become tired.
Yes. check. We'll see about that. Okay. JoJo Lewis, your name is?
JoJo Lewis.
All right. JoJo's name is JoJo Lewis.
JoJo Lewis. So it was good.
What is it? Play it again?
Nope, you only get one chance.
Snow Whitish is what I heard.
So it was good.
Okay, I think I
got it. You got it?
I think so. Snull your judge.
Okay, snull is your judge.
Sounds right.
Snull your judge.
All right,
here it is.
Judge the
yuns. John Yuns. It's like a deaf you. It's like a deaf person said the name. Sound like a deaf person. It's Jar Jar Binks' retarded cousin. Jin Jong Yun. All right.
I just want to point out this is already unfair to me.
Yes.
Already.
Is it?
Already unfair.
All right. I'm going to point to you when I want you to say your name.
Daniel Humberger.
All right. Daniel Humberger. All right.
Unfair.
Daniel Humberger.
Pretty girl Bolognese. Pretty girl Bolognese.
One more time.
Pretty girl
Bolognese. All right. Your girl Mahoyan.
All right. Let's hear it.
Your girl Mahoyan.
That actually sounded hella creepy. All right, here we go.
Daniel Humberger.
Yeah!
Holy shit!
Fuck yeah! Eat a dude! Eat a dick!
Shit!
Eat so much dick! Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah!
That was amazing.
Better than Jesus.
Let's hear it one more time in slow motion.
Yes! Yes!
Wow.
Yes! Tell me that did not make your nipples hard, because it did mine.
I better get you laid tonight.
Oh, my God. Yeah, real tired
crazy.
Segment, huh, JoJo?
Real tired. Real tired.
The biggest laugh we've ever had on the show, ever.
Well, yeah, but now on its second run, we have to retire it.
I think we should just... All right, we'll talk about this later. This just needs to be a whole another game show, I think. All right. Let's make... what's your name again? You're on every show. Jesse Jones, what name would you like to try?
What? Ben Rice?
Well, we'll let Ben Rice do it on his own episode.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin it. Let's a name from the crowd.
Joe Hop.
Joe Hop. All right, here we go.
Joe Hop.
It's pretty easy.
Ooh.
It should be.
It's no Daniel Humbarger.
It is not.
Jar Jowls Jam ones. Okay, here we go.
Joe Hop. Hop hoist. Hop hoist. Hop hoist.
All sounds Russian, doesn't it?
It does.
All right, here we go.
Pawish.
It sounds like a guy that. It's like porridge with a guy that doesn't know how to pronounce his R's.
Porridge.
Porridge. I like porridge. Four ball corner pocket porridge. All right, here we go.
Retarded Kennedy.
Porridge.
All right, here we go.
Sheila.
Very good. That's pretty good.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
That's how if the devil called your name.
Yeah.
It's like, go off.
Joe Hoff's going to go to bed tonight and really not be able to sleep. Oh, my God. All right.
It was only six letters. It wasn't the Daniel Humbarger.
Yeah, that was impressive shit.
Daniel Humbarger. Okay. I'm creeping myself out now. I'm like, I'm going to wake up with like scratches on my chest.
And that was crazy. I was actually convinced that he had just said Daniel Humbarger again. And you just recorded it again. Just him saying it forward. It's that good.
Guess what this segment is? Okay.
No.
The second segment, our new second segment, called This Was Today Once. Yeah. Yes. Fan favorite. It's a former contestant favorite. All right, here we go. All right, this was today once. JoJo Lewis, congrats. Today is Martyrs Day in Libya.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else? On this very date, 1966, Kevin Young, American hurdler, hurdled over his mother's pelvis to be born.
Okie dokie.
How'd you celebrate these events in tandem?
Well, Martyrs Day being the day that commemorates the lives of those who sacrificed themselves in the defense of Libya, which is of total non-arbitrary importance to me, and I did know about it before reading this prompt. I knew it because on this same day every year, I am overcome with Libyan pride, which inevitably leads me towards acts of domestic terrorism. And for those of you who don't know about Libya's history of terrorism, about the fact that they've historically backed terrorist groups around the world and are even now enjoying the pleasure of a civil war between Tripoli Defense Forces and the Islamic State, and you should hop on the BBC to find out about that. I'm saying I enjoy Libyan terrorism because, if you recall, they were the guys who provided plutonium for and then promptly shot Doc Brown in Back to the Future.
Right. That's true. Motherfuckers.
In that same spirit, I decided to take a quick trip down to Universal Studios. I donned a balaclava and an AK-47 and laid waste to anyone in my path on my way to the DeLorean time machine that has been restored and placed on display there since 2014. My goal, of course, to rocket back to October 26, 1985, when the two Libyan guys in that shitty Volkswagen van crashed into a photo mat after trying to capture Marty as he escaped in the DeLorean. Even as the plaintive wails of the innocents sounded over my machine gun, I would not be deterred. I mean, everyone says it's not a real time machine when begging for their life.
I don't think everyone comes.
I hate this prompt so much.
I'm sorry.
Upon sitting down in the iconic vehicle, I pulled the doors down and revved up to 88 miles an hour. The flux capacitor that I loaded up with superconductive plasma that I had on hand from a recent attack on CERN Super Collider caused the DeLorean to buck and the portal open, throttling me back in time to what I thought was the moment when Doc Brown survived being shot. Instead, I ended up in September 16th, 1966, the day Olympic hurdling champion Kevin Young was born. And since Libya is a country in Africa, there is nothing more important than an African athletes being famous in things that no one else cares about, like track and field. So I took a quick trip. I'm skipping a lot of stuff because I overwrote.
Okay.
I did. I took a quick trip over to the LA hospital and found the room where they keep all the babies. And I know you think, like in your imagination, there's a bunch of different cradles, but it's not that. In real life, it's just a big table where they stack up babies like sacks of grain. And I found the one who who looked like he would be good at hurdling, and I did a quick CQC leg lock on him that I knew would only take effect after he won his second gold medal. And I know some of you are wondering, how can you cause someone an injury to their leg and have it affect them way later? And that, if you wonder that, it's because you don't know how time travel works. Then, because it was 1966, I traveled north to San Francisco to Golden Gate Park and enjoyed some of the finest LSD and pre-AIDS unprotected sex you've ever seen. My trip ended when I found myself back in my bedroom with one final unused tab of acid sitting on the nightstand, and I'm unsure how much of this story is the result of a psychedelic adventure. Happy Martyrs Day.
JoJo Lewis.
God, I hate that prompt.
Daniel Humberger. On this date, 1959, the first successful photocopier, the Xerox 914, is introduced in a demonstration on live television from New York City. Guess what else happened? No, guess. Okay. Okay, on this date, 1925, B.B. King, American singer, songwriter, guitarist, and producer, entered into the world as a child, a baby, an infant. How did you recognize the aforementioned events today?
Well, let me just say that ever since I've had my first office job, 9/16 has been a date that I've kept circled on my Family Circus desktop calendar. It's kind of like my April Fool's mixed in with Jesus' birthday and also Christmas, just all in one. And the invention of the Xerox copy machine was important for many reasons, among them faster reproduction of documents, ability to widely distribute office memoranda, memorandum. Anyway, most importantly, the one that we all secretly rejoice in, the ability to photocopy one's own asshole and leave it right there in the tray to be found by an unsuspecting coworker. Now, I don't want to be a braggart, but me and my boys back in the day kind of revolutionized the ass scan game. By adding some flair, you know, if you will, to maximize our enjoyment. We did things like enlarging the image, you know, like getting real close up on the cornhole. and adding titles, you know, such as like New Crater Found on the Moon. Or just something like that. I'm brainstorming right now. Like my buddy Scott, he usually comes up with the titles. That's what he's good at. But what that does is it creates temporary confusion in the minds of your coworkers because like they don't know what they was looking at first, you know what I mean? Like they're just like thereby forcing them to stare at the image even longer and than they normally might, and then they're like really forced to soak up a picture of your asshole. It's great. There's this technique I pioneered called butt boobs. And again, that Scotty came up with the name. I thought of the idea, and then he came up with the name because that was his. Like, that's what he was good at. But what butt boobs is where you draw nipples on one's own ass cheeks, and then you copy the image, and then you go see how many of your dude coworkers you can get to agree that they're looking at a killer set of knockers. You know, you're like, hey, check out Debbie's tits. Ain't they? Like, I can barely keep a straight goddamn face right now. But just thinking about it, man, like how much fun we used to have, me and Scotty and whoever else. But I'm like, hey, check out Debbie's tits. Ain't they real nice tits? And then they'd be like, yeah, those are nice tits. At which point you could make fun of them for like being one of the gays, you know? Because you're like, oh yeah, you like these tits? Because these ain't tits. That's my ass, you dick licker. But then was the good old days. This year I didn't really do any of that. And it's not because I didn't remember. Me and my buddies, Scotty and me, we actually started a thing to remind ourselves of the special day. He come up with this slogan, 9/11, never forget. But 9/16, especially don't forget. Because it's way more awesome, you know, and not nearly as sad as 9/11 because of when them people had to jump out the buildings because the flames was licking their backs and whatnot. That was a sad day. So... like 9/11, never forget, but sure 9/16, definitely don't forget. But more than anything, I just wasn't feeling it this year, man. Like I think I've gone as far as I can with it. Plus the increasing threats from HR, that's human resources for the layman. But But HR, man, like the threats from HR, just they wear on a guy after a while. And now my heart has a hole in it bigger than my ass does when I do 500% scan of it. And I guess what I'm trying to say is that the thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away. And so I penned this song in the style of B.B. King's The Thrill Is Gone to express my feelings. It goes, the thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away. You know you done me wrong, baby. And you'll be sorry someday. Dear mom and dad, I can no longer hide the fact from you that I'm a gay. Wait, hold on. I think that last part was supposed to be part of a different document. It's its own different thing that I was writing, that somebody was writing. That has nothing. But let's focus on the song right now. Like, some of you might have noticed that those lyrics, they were not really changed, except for the very last part, which wasn't supposed to be part of it. But they were the original lyrics. But if you just replace all the babies with, like, human resources, it takes on a more personal feel. At least it does to me.
Daniel Humberger. Jesse Jones. On this date, 1920, the Wall Street bombing. A bomb in a horse wagon explodes in front of the J.P. Morgan building in New York City, killing 38 and injuring 400. Pretty good. Here's something else that happened on this date, 1977. Music Soulchild, spelled with a Q. Music Q. Soulchild, American singer-songwriter, was born. How about these things in regards to celebration?
Really, John?
Yep. Sorry.
Really? You're asking me in this, the high holy month of September, how I celebrated the bombing of a building resting not 4 American miles from the hallowed ground of zero and the birth of Muslim American singer-songwriter Talib Johnson, a.k.a. Music Soul Child. Is that what you're asking me, you sick son of a bitch? If I knew it wasn't exactly what you wanted, I would punch you right in your smug little dick. You fucking monster. What other disgusting connections can you make on this day, John Morris Ross the IV? Sure. Is it funny to you, for example, that on this day in 1630, the Massachusetts village of Shawmut changed its name to Boston, and, oh, so coincidentally, in 1978, American baseball player Don Dickow was born? You make me fucking sick, John. I swear to rich, whichever ring of hell you've been promised domain over. That if I could, I would punch your twisted, evil little dick so hard you'd have a second uvula. And I just fucking bet, that you just couldn't even stop your sick, depraved giggling when you discovered that the pilgrims setting sail from England aboard the Mayflower in 1620 also just so happened to share the same date as the 2013 death of Patrick Swayze's mom, Patsy Swayze. I bet that's just some great big fucking joke to you, isn't it, John? Someday, I'm going to find a microscope powerful enough to let me find your sad little dick so full of hate, boners, and semen tears. And when I do, I'm going to punch it so fucking hard that it'll swell up to the size of a normal, regular, non-demon-infested penis. And you'll be so fucking happy until it returns to its normal, non-punched, useless goosebump on a flea's eyebrow size. You make me want to vomit blood, John Ross. So what did I do today? What did I do to celebrate these uncelebratable things, you ask? Well, it seems like I thought about your penis a lot today. So, you know, pretty much what I do every day.
Jesse Jones. Yay! Daniel Humberger. JoJo Lewis. This was, that was, today once. This next segment is called Topical Haiku Challenge. Does anyone here know how to pronounce Chinese words? Okay. On Sunday, in China's southern region of Guangxi.
Guangxi,
thank you very much.
That was my guess, yeah.
Authorities picked up a young man who allegedly killed his girlfriend, then posted a photo of himself lying next to her corpse on a social network, WeChat. Please have written three haiku in regards to it. We'll go one at a time. Jojo, a haiku about the guy who took a picture with his dead girlfriend.
This one's titled Trending. At midnight. Well, her dumplings were foul. Lol. Hashtag breakup in five words.
Weekend at Bernie's. Would be better as rom-com. Let's do this shit, girl.
My first is titled, You've Got Disgusting Mail. I think I get now why their social media is so restricted.
All right, second of
all right, this three. One is titled, Understanding the Tragedy. Cruelty towards women, I've found, is one thing that always Google translates.
Wow.
I don't even get what I said.
Daniel.
I
In America, I'm killing the selfie game, is what the kids say.
Somewhat related. My second is titled 21 Gun Salute. Crazy foreigner. Over here, crimes of passion have real body counts.
It's getting darker. All right.
Okay, this is my last
one. Last one.
This one is titled The Photo. like share.
Daniel.
All those were, it said R, like Reich. It's,
oh.
It's really racist, Jojo. It's really racist, Jojo Ruiz. Jesus.
I'm so glad he's not doing that into the microphone.
Reich.
Please don't.
Reich. Okay. All
right. Very good. All right.
Can I get a Sierra Nevada art? that's not a... That might be a haiku. Okay, here we go.
Okay, no.
You look so pretty, but talk way too goddamn much. I found solution.
Oh. Death.
Oh, too dark?
No.
Too dark? Okay.
No. My third is titled plentyoffish.com. Tinder in China, much more severe. Left swipe there is across the throat.
Oh, my God.
Yes!
Yes!
Oof.
That was the topical misogynistic haiku woman murder challenge. That was very funny. This next segment is called Department of Tourism, a fan favorite of a couple fans. Congrats, everyone. You've just been hired as the new tourism director of the following towns. Make us want a vacation there. Jojo.
Okay.
You were given Fuck It-opolis.
Okay.
Daniel, you were given the wrong side of the tracksville. Jesse Jones, you were given Macho Manavania. We're going to start with Jojo Lewis.
Okay.
Fuckitopolis.
All right. Fuckitopolis. Here in scenic Fuckitopolis, located only 20 miles north of scenic Mogadishu, Somalia, The sovereign nation of Fuckitopolis was founded by degenerate Haster cultists with one vision, providing the most comprehensive sexual safari you can imagine. And we're not talking about your father's sex safari to Thailand for an underage ladyboy. We're talking about sexual experiences that are only home in the collapsed psyche of the most depraved cultist or would-be sorcerer. There are things here that you can copulate with that would disgust even the most hardened sandwich corporation spokesman or black stand-up comedian. We're talking sex that you'd only hear about in steamy letters written to the editor of the Necronomicon. Folks, you could make sweet, violent love to a color out of space right before it drains your life force, leaving you a desiccated, irradiated husk. For the ladies, a star spawn of Cthulhu will be bust in and bound to your immortal soul, where he will make blood sacrifices in the form of the phallic removals of his face tentacles for your tantalizing enjoyment. And if you're a fan of foreplay, look no further. You've not had oral done right until you've had your private snorkeled by Lordeon, an extra-dimensional, geometrically inconsistent creature who subsists primarily on the fluids emitted by the human body during sexual intercourse. And every trip ends with a rousing day using our patented Tillinghast resonator that will displace your atomic structure amongst the cosmos, allowing you to penetrate and be penetrated by the ethereal music of the spheres. Ladies, you haven't gotten it in until the it is a sentient thought form composed of the mathematical principle of pleasure. And guys, the best hole you could ever penetrate is the accretion disk of a black hole. And after a week of sexual debauchery, the like of which that would make gods themselves weep and the universe bend to your will, you will be treated to a lovely gala dinner featuring Coldplay. So come on down to Fuckitopolis, a place where most of you had no idea what the fuck I was talking about.
JoJo Lewis. Making it hard in more ways than one. Daniel Homburger. The wrong side of the tracksville. Make us want to be there.
Hey, one percenters. Do you have the tourist bubble blues? Are you sick of the same old boring politically correct vacation? Do you feel like your white privilege doesn't extend quite as far as it used to? Are you sick of being judged for hunting and killing supposedly protected lions, even though God put them on this planet for man to do with as he pleased? If you answered yes to any or all of these questions, then an exciting getaway to the wrong side of the tracksville is for you. Our deluxe vacation packages offer an immersive experience you won't soon forget. If partying and drugs is your thing, try our junkie package. Over a whirlwind two-week period, you'll go from sniffing lines of blow off the assholes of strippers and being the life of the party to sucking dick for a quick fix of heroin and becoming a low-life street urchin. Wow. But don't worry. Our certified team of specialists will pick you up after your 2 weeks and take you to a state-of-the-art rehabilitation facility where three of the most gorgeous nurses, a personal doctor, and a Brazilian shaman will lead you through a 20-hour-long ayahuasca trip. That will put you back on the path to sobriety. May or may not find Jesus, results vary. If chasing the dragon isn't your thing, try our hunter package. You won't be killing protected lions, which spark a lightning storm of social media backlash. You'll be taking part in our innovative homeless management project.
Oh, no.
And trust us, nobody will care enough about them to start one of those potentially embarrassing, harassing movements. Oh, hashtag movements. That makes more sense.
Harassing.
After a two-day training course, you'll become a deputized officer in...
Uh-oh. He got himself.
Anyway. You'll become a deputized officer in wrong side of the Tracksville Police Department, where you'll be above the law and finally free to indiscriminately harass minorities and extinguish the lives of young urban youths.
Oh, no.
Must complete report indicating that you felt your life was in danger in order to justify shooting. Imagine the excitement and rush of actually gunning down a human being. No illegal safari poaching expedition can come close to matching the thrill of our experience. No matter...
Wow.
I feel like you guys feel this is a little dark. I don't get it. No matter which package you choose, not only will you appreciate your life of privilege, which you worked damn hard to achieve, by the way, more than ever, you'll be able to dazzle your coworkers with stories about what life without a safety net really feels like. Wrong side of the tracksville. Take the vacation of a lifetime surrounded by the shit that fell out of all the privilege you ate up.
Very good. Wrong side of the tracksville. Daniel Halberger. Jesse Jones,
yeah.
Macho Manavania.
Yeah.
The only reason I gave you this one is because I know you have a pair of you tights.
Yes.
That were worn in the ring by...
I have two pair.
Randy... Oh. No,
yeah.
You have four legs worth,
yes,
of Macho Man...
It's true.
They were worn in the ring, right?
Yes. They say... he was selling a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Did it say who he was wrestling when he wore them in the ring?
Oh, I don't remember. I don't think so. Yeah. Just ring worn. They're both ring worn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. That's not the direction I went with this.
Okay. Macho Manavania. All right.
City. Want to feel our city. City. Such a thrill, our city. City. Want to visit our city? City. Get your ticket to our city. Everybody wants to be a Machovania resident. To have the kind of school system the neighbor towns resent. Jogging in the morning? Go, man, go. Work out in the health spa, which is open to all residents from 6 a.m. to 2 a.m., 7 days a week, with the key card provided upon move-in, and if you lose your key card, it can easily be replaced during normal business hours for just $12. Hey! Hey! Hey, hey, hey. Macho Manavania. You've got to live in Macho Manavania. Macho Manavania.
I get it now.
If you hit Funky Town, you've gone too far. City. You'll adore our city. City. Come explore our city. City. Not too hot, our city. City. Public transit's tops in our city. You can tell our mayor he has a funky walk. His Western shirts and leather always look so boss. Wonder how many people still haven't gotten it. Funky with his body, he's a king. Call him Mayor Eagle. Dig his chains. To live a life of freedom, the mayor makes a stand. He's a special person in this funky land. Hey! Hey! Hey, hey, hey. Macho Manavania. Dig the hair on my chest.
All right, that was... Department of Tourism. This next segment, I'm glad it's starting, is Vows to an Asshole / Prick. Vows to an Asshole / Thank you. All right. We are all gathered here today to witness you guys, get married to some dickhead. Congrats. Let's hear those vows. JoJo, you will be betrothed to that guy that cheats on his girlfriend and makes her feel bad for making him cheat.
Okay.
That's the guy you're marrying.
All right, here we go.
The guy that cheats on his girlfriend makes the girlfriend feel bad for making him cheat.
Okay.
Air quotes, making.
Okay. John.
What?
When we first met, after every one of my friends told me that you were bad for me, and when everyone, literally everyone in my entire life told me it was a bad idea, I knew they were wrong. And I know that I might not always be a perfectly healthy and normal 75 pounds. And I understand that every wrinkle in my face that I do not treat with deadly botulism toxin will drive you into the crotch of whatever beast you can find at 2 a.m. I know that deep down you love me, and your subtle, psychologically destructive, yet totally accurate and deserved comments will eventually lead me towards the perfection that you know I'm capable of, even though you go out of your way to point out how flawed and awful we both know that I am. I promise to always be beautiful, helpful, and understanding of your genital whoopsies until the day I die at the age of 29, an age that I will have been at for at least 30 years.
Very good. JoJo Lewis. Oh, I'm sorry I didn't get you a gift. Daniel Humbarger, you will be to wed to whoever the director of FEMA was during Hurricane Katrina. You're marrying that guy. I forgot his name, and I forgot
it's
to look it up.
It's Michael Brown.
Michael Brown, okay.
Very ironic last name.
Yes, okay. All right.
Dear Michael, you entered my life like a whirlwind storm. And then you entered me from behind. Eerily similar to how you fucked all the residents of New Orleans in the ass during the aftermath of Katrina. And it rocked me like a hurricane. Like I just shrugged, like, yeah, it's a pun. I recall the first time I told you I loved you and you showed little to no emotion. And that kind of sociopathy makes my inner parts wetter than the inner city of New Orleans was after the levees broke. Michael, seeing those peasants sitting on rooftops and watching dogs paddle for their lives in polluted water awoken something in me. Jesus. Something powerful. Something primal. I realized how much I desire to be with someone who has such little regard for the plight of his fellow humans. And even less regard for competently performing his job when so many people in need are counting on him. You're the alpha male of white devil slacker fuck-ups, Michael. And that kind of shit really gets me going. I want you to shit on my chest, Michael. The way you shit on those poverty-stricken souls in their greatest hour of need. But make no mistake, Michael. These vows are not made lightly. Even if we face tough times, your resignation this time will not be accepted. It's you and me, Michael. Always.
Daniel Humbarger.
I got concerned when I looked over and John Ross, of all people, was like, this shit's pretty dark.
It's good. Jesse Jones. Mm-hmm. The name of this segment is called Vows to an Asshole Prick. You will be wed to whoever... Wait, sorry, I was reading Daniel's. Jesse Jones, you will be marrying that bitch that can eat whatever she wants but still doesn't gain a pound.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll see how this goes.
All right.
Cheryl. I'll never forget the day we met. I was in the break room. I was feeling fat after pounding my super filling lunch of heart healthy steamed celery veins and twice boiled skim cashew milk. When I spotted you across the street. At least I thought it was across the street. It turns out that my atrophied, malnourished retinas were just playing a trick of optical illusion on me, and you were, in fact, just at the next table. I mustered up all the strength I had to turn my head in your general direction and saw you enjoying your third serving of bacon fat-injected blue cheese macaroni nuggets.
Sounds so good.
You washed him down with a slow churned buttermilk shake. Infused with fudge concentrate. Sucking it up through a straw made of solidified Nutella. I can still remember that day like it was just yesterday. Mostly because my short-term memory has been... Short-term memory has been drastically crippled by an acute vitamin B12 deficiency. Since we began planning this wedding, I haven't been able to eat anything heavier than liquefied oxygen for the last 7 months, just to make sure I still fit into this 48 husky suit of mine. Meanwhile, on a consistent diet of marshmallow-stuffed deep-dish pizzas, your dress has had to be taken in 3 times. And so, my love, until the day comes that my organs finally completely fail, and you no doubt devour me whole and completely by accident in your sleep... You are going to make me the happiest man-shaped husk on the planet. Thank you, everyone. Please do join Cheryl for bottomless marrow teenies. At the caramelized meatloaf buffet. But if you'll excuse me, I think I accidentally smelled a grain of rice on my way up here. And I'm about to shoot a button off this jacket and murder my best man.
Vows to an asshole. Slash prick. This brings us to our final segment of the evening. Aww. Called Write a Creepy Poem About It. Another fan favorite. JoJo Lewis, please have written a creepy poem about a date with Daniel Humbarger.
Okay. Date with Daniel Humbarger, my good buddy. Okay. I will don my finest bird feathers and a codpiece and stare at you through a telescopic lens from a strategically placed Ford Aerostar. Oh, Daniel. Wearing that same Doctor Who shirt for 6 days in a row. Quaint. Quaint. After you pass out in a haze of mushrooms and Bud Light, I will sneak in and choke myself on your underwear. And melt candle wax all over your law degree for reasons I don't fully understand. This is love, sweet Daniel, love. Love that can only be felt as a deep down nagging feeling that someone is watching your every move and jacking it the whole time. That's all I got.
Very good. Very good. Daniel Humbarger, please have written a creepy poem about a date with JoJo Lewis. Yeah.
You know I have. So the way this works is one verse is me, and then the next one is JoJo.
Okay.
And I'm going to do a spot-on JoJo.
Perfect.
Sure of it.
Just scream into the microphone laughter.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm having a good time.
No, it's great. Don't feel bad.
This is love.
Yeah. Don't get self-conscious, JoJo. Let it out. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, JoJo, we're on a date. Eating Froyo. Isn't this great? Hey, Daniel, this isn't really a date. You asked me to meet you here, but I shouldn't be out too late. Oh, sure, sure. I totally get it. You don't want to be tied down. That's cool. I'm down to just hit it. I think I'm going to go now. You've clearly had a lot to drink. Perhaps your mind isn't clear and you need time to think. No, JoJo, please don't leave me just yet. This night you'll never remember is one I'll never forget. I don't like the sound of that. What do you mean? Did you put a goddamn roofie in my ice cream? Fucking A, I did, and here's why. I know you think this scene only has room for one overeducated guy.
Uh,
So back to JoJo's character. Okay. All this time, I've secretly hated the fact you have a JD and are well-educated. So finally, the truth comes out, Mr. Fancy Pants PhD. You wanted me gone. Talk about a player-hating degree. I wasn't going to kill you. I swear I wasn't. I think that roofie is kicking in because now I'm buzzing. Yes, go to sleep and then give... Okay, back from the top. Yes, go to sleep and then I'll give you this bone and fuck you harder than we're all getting fucked by these student loans.
Very good. Very good.
I do just want to stipulate for the record that I am wearing a Doctor Who shirt, but it is a different one.
Not the same.
It's a different one.
I couldn't get through one episode of that show. I could not. I tried. All right, Jesse Jones, bring it home. Please have written a creepy date about a double date with Daniel Humbarger and JoJo Lewis.
Blurring the line between lover and friends. Three bodies heave, the mass limberly bends. Unsure where one begins and another one ends. Who's humbuggering Humbarger? Who's go-go do you no-no? Is it to blow-blow sweaty JoJo? This waterbed's never placid. Not a single cock goes flaccid. Unsure how long we've lasted or who'll be first who's blasted. One finger, two finger, pinky finger, stinky finger. Say, look at this. Between Daniel and me, one, two, three. How many fingers do you see? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh, my JoJo must be in heaven. Eight, nine, ten. He has 11. 11 fingers. This is something new. Once JoJo is through, once he's spewed his cold goo, I hope I'll have 11 inside of me, too.
Yeah. Stab is over. JoJo Lewis, Daniel Humbarger, Jesse Jones. Thank you guys for coming out. Good night.